politically incorrect, or are you working with what is yours? Are you working with what is yours? Or are you vying for what others have? Politically correct. Politically incorrect. These are expressions that people use but have no idea what they mean. Do not be naive. Language and the lack of clarity of what words mean is one of the ways people are kept from becoming powerful. So let's consider political everything that is about keeping the power in the hands of the few, and the masses in a state where they are sheep but they think they are powerful. Like once every 4 years they can exercise their immense power to say which bozo will be president. They have no say in pretty much anything else, or not really. They could vote with their wallets, but they don't. I just had an experience through a Reddit thread that drives home this whole idea that not knowing what belongs to you and what doesn't gets inherited from generation to generation. Unless something happens, like a generation learns the distinction. In the thread a mother shares that her 7-year-old wants straight blonde hair. My 7-year-old struggles with this, and starts crying that her hair is the only hair in her class that does this. She's really struggling with her hair identity. She cries that she wants straight blonde hair and it kills me inside. I'm trying my best to address that her hair is beautiful, but I'm just saying that because I'm mom. It is politically correct to say that you are beautiful the way you are. That your hair is beautiful. Or wanting to be different than you are is okay. Everybody is like that. But truth be told, that desire to be different than you are is the root of poverty and slavery. So what is powerful? You won't like it, but it is what it is. Work with what you have, sweetheart. Or be, forever, miserable, complaining, and underachiever, a loser, an underdog. When you really get what is yours to work with, what belongs to you, you get access to power, and even if you know that what you have is not much, but that is all you got. If you work with what you have, you can grow it. You can build monuments, cathedrals, empires with it. But if you wish you had what others have, if you wish to work with what they have, you'll be poor and wretched. Mind you, once you have lived half of your life enslaved by desire, it is hard to pull back and look and start working with what you have. But once someone really gets that, whatever it took for him to get it, then they can start. Ahem. Learning how to work with what they have. Or simply put, how to work. Until that point they never worked. They did things, but doing things isn't working. Working is systematic, moving in a direction. Conscious. And result-oriented. Not get-through-it-oriented. No. Result-oriented. The result that work can produce. Cleanliness, order, something starts working, something gets built. Result. Not homework the way you have had that, but work that you do on your own to get the result the knowledge the information of a class can produce, so you get how it's useful. Homework is not for the teacher, not for the grade, but to drive home that only actions produce results, information doesn't. Everything anyone teaches is just information. Until you buckle down and test it out in reality. My underachiever students and clients have one pattern that they all share. They don't see that only action, only work turns knowledge into knowledge and results. And it is always working with what you have. Not with what others have. As an aside, what you have to work with always feels less than what you need. Always. On every level. I am working on making my articles and classes more interactive, more experience-oriented, more participatory. And my experience is, I don't have what it takes. I don't have what I need. But that won't stop me. I'll do what I can with what I have, and I bet it will be, eventually, enough. My purpose is to have more people who accomplish what is the mission of the article or courses. Do, be, feel, experience, accomplish the result the product promised to them. Example, the Inner Authority course's mission is, should they choose to accept, to take the participant to a level of inner power where they know, accept and recognize what is theirs to do and act on it to take them to a life they can love and live powerfully. To make that mission possible, I realize that without adjusting the DNA, they can't. The genes work against that mission. So I adjusted the DNA. I turned off the child/entitlement genes so they can see that they are not entitled to anything. That mother is not coming. That if they want something, they have to work towards it themselves. I turned on the permission gene. So they don't feel limited to puny, slavish, uninspiring results. And finally I turned on the responsibility gene. That would not have turned on without doing the others. So they can ask the questions and see clearly, what is theirs to do. Did the mission succeed? Not yet. But it's not over until the fat lady sings. If you are okay with not accomplishing what you said you wanted from the course, there is nothing I can do to change your mind. If you didn't connect the dots, then I didn't do my job. And that is the point. It is mine to do. It is mine to do what I can so the participants can do what is theirs to do. And it is also mine to do to make them, doing what is theirs to do, rewarding. I especially need to grow in this last point. Making it rewarding for them to do what is theirs to do. So I am looking what other people are doing, to see if there is any part of it that I can also do with the personality and tools I have. So you see, what you see when you embark on any project is the truth, you don't have enough to succeed with it. So? You are not limited to have what you have. You can buy more, learn more, and add to it. So that is what I am doing. I used to be discouraged when I saw I didn't have all I needed. After all, my linchpin Bach energy is gentian. Easily discouraged. But knowing what my linchpin was has done miracles for me. After an hour, a day, a week of playing your the donkey from Winnie the Pooh, I buckle up and start and see what I really lack, and where I maybe be able to get it. It is all mine to do. If it takes asking for advice, coaching, answers from others, from Google, from books, then so be it. I don't wish I were bigger. I don't wish I were richer. I don't wish I were younger. I don't wish I were a blonde. Envy is the sign that you are not willing to work with what is yours, you want what others have so you don't have to do much of anything. Right? Envy, high desire, daydreaming, fantasizing, makes you powerless. Responsibility makes you powerful. Because responsibility helps you see what is yours, what belongs to you, what you have to work with. And lets you see that if you want more you can get more. You see, responsibility, the capacity and the fully realized skill is the pivot. Between human and human being. Between poor and rich. Between a producer and a second-hander. Between happy and wretched. Responsibility is the foundation of everything you ever wanted. I suddenly feel that I can even teach people to have more money. If that is what they want. The vibration people say, match your vibration to what you want. And of course it is not how it works. Match your actions to what you want is the truth. Actions that are yours to take, when you work with what you have. So what should you do now? Vote. Please. Not for president, but for the next course. Judging from the number of visitors flocking to my site, the number one interest for people is eating. Eating in a way that they can feel good, is my guess. Maybe even get slimmer? The number two interest is money. Making more of it. Now that you know that your access to any success, including health, and money, and relationships is doing what is yours to do. What would you like me to teach next? This is voting. I won't consider you a prospect for a course. I'll just want to gauge your interest. Remaining neutral and unaffected? Success? Creating a legacy? Becoming worth a damn? And to gauge where you are at. You maybe want to order your starting point measurements. And if health is a concern, your health measurements. The numbers don't lie. But just like the little 7-year-old, you have what you have, and you can work with that, instead of boohoo grief about it. Work with what you have. If you don't know how, in my classes you can learn. It is never too late to have a happy childhood, it is never too late to learn healthy habits for life. Oh, and for those of you that have taken your first steps ever in doing what is yours to do, congratulations. I am very 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 proud of you. Get your starting point measurements. Go to www.yourvibration.com/starting.